people have the right to have expectations, because there is a need to make sure that the former goals, the Millennium Development Goals, are truly achieved. We have made progress, but not enough. And then we also have to understand that in order to really reach the goals of 2030, we have to have transformative change in so many areas that affect so many sectors and so many people. And I actually welcome expectations. They should express those expectations to their governments and to the United Nations and other organizations and actors who can influence the development.
To what extent do you think the UN is staking its reputation on the success of this development agenda?
In the past, the Millennium Development Goals did quite a bit to improve the standing of the UN, because the goals became part of national economic planning. We have similar expectations for this stage. I'm willing to take that risk on my side, and the Secretary General also. We will, of course, give enormously high priority to the implementation, making it a reality on the ground.
And how difficult has the process been leading up to where we are today?
It's been a long and arduous process. I must say it started 3 or 4 years ago, and it was pretty much an uphill battle in the beginning. Of course, I will give tremendous credit to the member states. I think the work done by member states was path-breaking, together with the work done on financing for development. What they produced creates a basis of hope for transformative change. And in the world of bad news, I must say, in the political area, in the crises that are erupting all over the place, I think the progress made by the member states on setting those transformative direction is very important.
What personal stake do you have as the Deputy Secretary General of the UN in making sure these goals are a success, especially SDG 6 on water and sanitation?
We will mobilize the whole UN system, and we will also hope to mobilize member states, civil society, the private sector, the scientific community. I will pay particular attention to the water and sanitation goal, goal number 6. I have been working with this issue for many, many years, and I've seen the effects of not having safe water and sanitation out there in the field. I've seen children dying in front of my eyes, which made me promise myself that I would give this issue priority as long as I work. The water problem is also a problem of scarcity and a problem of competition for resources. Therefore, we have to do everything we can to make water a reason for cooperation rather than a reason for conflict. There are many situations around the world where conflict can arise from competition, even struggle about water resources.
What do you hope the Deputy Secretary General of the UN in 2030 will be saying about the SDGs?
Well, maybe I should write a script and leave it here for the next 15 years and then open the envelope. You give me a good idea. Thank you. I would hope that he would say that 2015 was the year when we broadened the debate about development, that development is something we must take seriously universally, rich or poor, whatever. Sustainability was sent as a hugely strong message, and he could hopefully say that the meeting in Paris in December 2015 set the direction for improving our work on the climate. And then he would systematically go through the 17 goals, and he will find, I think, interestingly, how much the goals are related to each other. We need to think and work much more horizontally and not vertically. These goals that many people considered, at least earlier, to be too many, they are complex, yes, but the world is complex. But these problems that are covered by these goals are, in fact, related to each other. So we will see that these goals fall into place, but it builds on the premise that, indeed, we work together. Governments with the private sector, with the civil society, with regional organizations, and that we have a mobilization around these goals.